mama 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 this is the African baby David Grande on the Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax because I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on the show today, Josephine Tanga, one of Cameroon's finest voices, will be my guest, and we'll be talking about life in Finland and a new women's organization that she has put together, WODESS, W-O-D-E-S-S. Women Designed for Greatness. She'll be here to talk about that. But right now, let's start off from Nigeria today. Coded Teens is a brand new chord by Two-Face Adibia from Nigeria. Just hitting African beat right now is what we're going to start off with today. Thank you very much, Omalicha, the beautiful queen. And right after that, Dance the Makosa, Hot Beat by Ebizi from Sierra Leone, and Nana by Diamond Platinum of Tanzania, featuring Flavor from Nigeria. But let's enjoy this brand new court right now, Coded Teens, the sound of Two-Face Adibia from Nigeria.
Baby girl, make you rise up. Tell your man them to pull up. Anytime you see me, they pull up. Free your girls, them no effort. As you see me, so I do jealous. I only have time here for only us. I just want to maintain the focus. So make your friends, them no choke us. Oh yo, oh yo, oh yo. Let's keep it on a down low. Let us keep it low profile. Our loving no be for sure. No be anybody go inside. Because as you see me so, as you see me so, that's small things they make me too vex. As you see me so, as you see me so, that's small things they breaking my chest. Oh yo, oh yo, oh yo. Oh you are well. Go let me one. Oh you are well. Go let me one. Go the things, go the things in the yard. Go the things in the backyard. Oh yo, oh yo, oh yo. Oh you are well. Go let me one. Oh you are well. Go the things, go the things in the yard. Go the things in the backyard.
I know it, I love, I know if it, shout. I know one make them me and you them talk about. I know one hear them, they shout them out. I know one make them if you know we were about.
I know one shut them, say to me and you do. I know one make them gun, they smell me matter here. I know one make them see us, how you gun, you start to shoot them out.
Make them give them pass it far away. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Let's keep it on a down low. Let us keep it low profile. For loving, no be for sure. No be anybody go inside. Because as you see me so, as you see me so, that's small thing to them make me too vex. As you see me so, as you see me so, that's small thing to them breaking my chest.
Oh yo, oh yo, oh yo. Oh you are well. Go let me one. Oh you are well. Go let me one. Go the things, go the things in the yard. Go the things in the backyard. Oh yo, oh yo, oh yo. Oh you are well.
Go let me one.
Oh you are well.
And then they sing it, Bulo, make it, yeah, where's something I have, where's your little boy, give ya, if it's all a big one, you can be the spend the one, I'm only tell my mother, I'm on your Bulo, yeah, I tell him, get solo, keep up with my solo, man, I from my TG, piano, drive a similar logo, I tell me, say, you got your gun, I took a call, let me talk with two sisters, Mona, Guinea, me, my galado, hey, the truth be say, I tell me, I low key, they say, I low key, can they get low key, I know, me, but I'm a time, I see you, no green, hope you get all over, hope you get it, got concrete, if you say, when I come here, make gonna trust me. Send off it to call and we better say you post me. Just sim name that, you know, come join us up. And they value it in mad disease, if you
are more. Baby girl, make you wise up. Tell your man them to pull up. Anytime you see me, they pull up. Free up yours, them no effort. As you see me, so I be jealous. I only have time made for only us. I just want to maintain the focus. So make your friends, them no joke us. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh you are well,
girl, them want up.
Oh, you are well,
got it, water.
Put the things in the yard, put the things in the backyard. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, you are willing. Oh, you are willing. Put the things, put the things in the yard. Put the things in the backyard. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you are willing. Oh, you are willing. Put the things, put the things in the yard. Put the things in the backyard. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, you are willing. Oh, you are willing. Put the things, put the things in the yard. Put the things in the backyard.
Master Rel on the beat.
Sing song, yeah. It's so busy. When they see me at the club, and they pop the champagne, everybody just they allow me to name. When they see me at the club with a 20 deep, everybody wanna know my name. All the girls, then they rush. All the girls, they want touch. All the girls, then they rush.
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct.
And adhesive.
It binds us together.
African beat on the Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Oh na na na, oh na na na. Whoa. Baby, bansi juu tu ni kito na ni kashuma. It's time.
Let's have fun.
Oh na na na, if we remember. Now who me are?
Diamond Platinum from Tanzania featuring Flavor. And before that, Dance de Makossa, the sound of Sierra Leone's Ebisi. And at the top, Brand New Court, Coded Teens by Two-Face Adibia from Nigeria. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. When I come back, my guest, Cameroon's Josephine Atanga, will be right here with me in the studio.
Oh my God. I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Okay, welcome again to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, and my guest on the show today is my long, long lost sister. She went away.
I am not lost. Don't even get there. I've always been alone.
Okay, all right. Okay,
every time we see on Facebook, it's like we see every day.
Yes, but she's back in the studio after a long time, and that is Josephine Atanga.
That's right.
Welcome to The African Beat, Josephine.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Good. All right. Well, we're going to talk to Josephine today about life out there in Finland and what she's doing around the world and the good things that she's doing to make Africa proud out there, you know. And we're talking about the Woodest magazine. We're talking about the Golden Women Awards. We're going to talk about all of that. But let's take a piece of music that she did some long time ago. She called this one Celebrate Africa. I'm going to start with this particular track because what she's doing out there is really celebrating Africa and Africanness. So let's enjoy this one. Celebrate Africa with Josephine Atanga featuring George Okudi from Uganda. Let's check this one out.
Land of Africa, a beautiful people united in a rainbow color, a people with a culture that never grows weary.
Beauty of Mother Nature. Lesotho.
Piece of music, Celebrate Africa, with our beautiful sister here, Josephine Otanga. I told our listeners that we're going to be talking about what you're doing out there.
Yes.
It's been a while you've not been on the show, but now that you are here, I know you're on the verge of leaving, but we thank God that we're able to bring you into the studio to make sure we know exactly what Josephine Otanga has been up to in the last 3-4 years.
Well, I've been up to so many things. I don't even know from where to start from. Actually, I'm a founder of this organization called Women Design for Success, called WDES. And it's a women empowerment organization, an organization that is out to empower women. You know, we believe that the women, when we were created, the person that created us had an original plan for us. We were designed for success. We were designed, whoever created us, and God created us, He designed us to succeed. But unfortunately, most of the time, some people feel like, why am I on earth? Why am I living? But if you come to that point when you realize that, yes, I was designed to be a success story, then you would live life differently. And also, we also realize that, you know, there are many people that you, women, you cannot really do it on your own. So in collaboration and in unity, we can all create a difference and make ourselves successful.
Women designed for success. Yes. 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 I love that one. Well, yes. That is the shorter form of WDES, right?
Yes,
WDES. WODESS.
Right.
Women Design.
For success.
Oh, my God.
I'm a success story.
And I can see that you have a very beautiful magazine here. And what are some of the activities that WDES is engaged in out there in Finland?
Well, it's not just in Finland. WDES actually is an international organization. We are also registered in the United States of America. And we also do activities in Africa. And we are working on opening WDES UK. But in Finland, we have really been doing a lot of international programs. We just came out of an award called Golden Women Award, which is an international award for women that is out to empower women. We believe that women are doing a lot, and when we come together to recognize what each other is doing and we empower them through recognition, then they feel appreciated to do more. So yes, Golden Women Awards is just out to recognize career women, African women that have been doing a lot around the world. So Golden Women Awards through Women Design for Success has been doing that, and we are really, really happy that the feedback was great. The participation from the African women was really, really great. They really said, this is what we needed. We need to be recognized because we do a lot. So Golden Women Award was a huge success, recognizing, you know, career African women, not just African women, but also different women in other parts of the world. We had some governor's wife in Nigeria that were nominated for this award.
And they were there.
Well, they could not come, but they had their representatives relatives then.
Okay.
And we had doctors, we had lawyers, we had women who came from UK, we had women from Italy, from Sweden, who were all nominated, and many of them, you know, they won. We had African women who won. We have an African woman of the year, Oge, and a Nigerian woman that is based in Finland, has been doing quite a lot. She was one of the Woodest Woman of the Year. And we also had a Spanish lady who was the Woodest Woman of the Year. We had three women who were, you know,
who were nominated for that. Wow. Well, this is great. And, you know, it's nice to see we start celebrating our own, you know.
Right.
And, you know, for you to think of this idea, to put this together, it is such a big project.
Indeed.
So how do you... I know you've been in Finland not too long ago, but how are you putting all of this together? How did you come up with all of this? How are you getting funding for all of this?
I want to say exactly where this idea of Women Design for Success came. I was inspired while attending a conference in Missouri. It was a women conference, which was called Design for Life. And I got the inspiration to do something for women from that conference. And I started as a Facebook page. It was called Women Design for Success. And then when it got to the point, I'm like, oh, wow, I think this thing needs to be registered. So it was registered as a nonprofit organization. And before I realized a lot, many women just got interested in it. People, you know, the younger women, the older women, everybody felt like, wow, we really need this. And not just in Finland, in the U.S., you know, in Africa, in Nigeria, in Congo, in Cameroon, you know, all over the world, you know, women just felt like, wow, we really need to be part of this. Woodest, these women designed for success, because we believe that we have been designed to succeed. And why failure? Failure is not an option. Success is an asset for every woman. That's an asset for every woman.
All right, we'll come back to that. Success is an asset for every woman. Women were not made to fail. Yeah, they were deemed for success. And so if you're listening to me right now, well, this is a particular woman, a woman of virtue talking to you right now. So make sure you listen. But we'll be back, because this lady here that I'm talking to, my own sister, is not just somebody who can just put all of this together like the Woodest. When she sings, oh my God, she's got the voice of a nightingale. You know, she's been on this show before, long, long time ago. You know, she sings some beautiful songs. And I'm going to play one of her songs again. And this is a gospel music. It's a praise song. It's called Papao. And it's beautiful. You're going to love this one. So let's enjoy this Papao by Josephina Tanga from Cameroon, who is my guest today.
Thank you.
Wonderful music, Papa O, beautiful. Yeah, I remember this was a song in 2010 that you used to win the first edition of the African Gospel Musical Contest here in America.
I remember.
You remember that?
Very fresh, oh, still my fresh God. In my mind. How can I forget that?
Yeah. Okay, I just want to go back a little bit. There was a time I saw on social media where you organized a very big African activity in Finland.
Oh my God.
Honoring the great
that.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Tell
yes.
me about that.
Yes. Oh, I really felt honored because when Nelson Mandela died, and sitting in Finland, which is far, far, far away from Africa, and I said to myself, what can we do to really celebrate this great icon? And what came in my mind was get the African community, not just the African community, because Nelson Mandela was not just for Africa, he was for all over the world. So I decided that we're going to collaborate with different organizations, different associations, with the Embassy of South Africa. And I remember the day I went to the Embassy of South Africa and I told the ambassador, this is what we are planning on doing. Let us celebrate this icon who passed away. Then the African community in Finland is planning on actually celebrating the life of Nelson Mandela because we were not mourning. We wanted to celebrate his life. And he said, wow, what a great idea. They gave us the full support. So actually we did it in collaboration with the Embassy of South Africa and different associations. You know what? I believe in the power of collaboration because united we stand, you know, divided we fall. So when we collaborated with different organizations, different associations, it was a huge success. And I remember one Finnish lady said, wow, you know what? If people are really looking, want to know how to put an event together, they should go to the African community and see how they really put a huge event together and a successful event. So it was really, really successful. The place was packed full. Everybody appreciated it. The energy was really great. And it was a great celebration, all because of collaboration.
Some of us were not there, but we felt the spirit because we saw all those beautiful pictures of those events, you know, the billboard of Nelson Mandela, you know, and a lot of beautifully attired Africans, you know, going all around.
Wow.
We saw all those pictures and we say, wow, well, that is our sister doing something big there. And we want to say, give a big shout out to members of the Embassy of South Africa out there in Finland for coming on board and giving that project that kind of support. That is what we're looking for.
Right,
you know,
right.
This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vande here in Washington. My guest is Josephina Tanga, who is the founder of Women Design for Success, WODES. Originally founded
in Finland.
In Finland, but now it is spreading across the world.
Yes.
UK is in the making. It is registered.
It's already registered in the US.
Registered in the US and
Africa
doing some
too.
Work in Africa also.
Right.
Wow, that sounds great.
African Beats. African Beats.
Wow, you know, looking at the cover of this magazine, I know people are out there, this is radio, you cannot see it like me, but we'll tell you about it. You know, there was a point where your picture, you know, your portrait was all over Finland.
Oh, my God.
You know, I know you will not expect me to dig all of this out.
Please.
You know, it
I
was on
postcards,
on billboards,
right.
You know, at the bus stop.
Right,
you
right, know, right.
How
right.
did you pull that one? An African lady going to Finland to further her education.
The first year.
You know, the first year. And then you blew it up like that. You know, you took Finland by storm coming out. And you were on at the bus stop, on billboards, on postcards.
Oh, my God.
Come
oh
on, Joe.
God.
How did this happen?
Well, I would say it's not by my own power. I say it's by the power of God. God made it possible. They were looking for an African lady to represent the United Nations Women in Finland. And the title, let me remind you, the title of that particular poster was Super Sankari, which means superhero. And I said to myself, I think I am a superhero. I believe that I can do everything. I believe that with the power of God, I'm able to do anything. And to me, that poster was very significant. It was not just about the poster. When I sent in my application, I sent an email. I sent a little bit of my resume. Within 15 minutes, the lady called me. This is who we have been looking for. Well, and she said, well, we have somebody else that we were thinking of using. But when you send in your application and everything about you, we felt like, this is it. Can you come to the office? And I went there within an hour, and she said, period, you are the person. And I told her, it's not about the beauty, but it's what I really feel is in my heart. Because I feel like I have a lot that I want to give out. I believe that I've been empowered to really be, you know, superhero, because that's what the UN women call it, superhero. And about 2 months ago, when I went to the UN office to invite the executive director to attend our Golden Women Award, she said, you know what? That commercial that you did, I got a call from the minister that it was something else, that it resonates in the minds of the people and in the eyes of the people, and that they will never forget talking about that particular commercial. An African woman with a big head wrap on billboards in Finland. I can say it has nothing to do with me. I'll give all the glory to God. And it was just preparing me for something to come, because by that time, Woodes did not exist. It was right after that thing, I said, what am I going to do for women? Look at me, I'm all over the billboard. Is it about a picture? No, there is something more into it. And that something more into it was to empower women. If UN women could empower me by putting me on billboard, what am I doing?
For the other women. That's what I'm talking about. What are you doing for the other women? If you're empowered out there and you're a woman, what are you doing? Huh? Tell me something, if you can. Write to me on africanbeat@voanews.com. Send me an email. Or you can even go to my Facebook page, African Beat on the Voice of America. My Facebook page is out there. Send me a message. Tell me what you can do. You are empowered. What are you doing to empower other women? Well, this is the African Beat. And the lady I have in the studio is Josephine Tanga. She hails from Cameroon, but currently in Finland, working, going to school and bringing Africa together. In Finland and across the world. And now we'll take another soundtrack from Josephine Tanga. She calls this one My Love. Why did you title this song My Love?
I titled the song My Love because I'm a gospel artist and I believe that God is love. And actually the song, you can take it however you want. It could be for a wife singing to a husband. It could be a husband singing to a wife. Or it could be a Christian just singing to God and say, my love, you know, God is love. You know,
You are the strength of my life.
Uh-huh. Your husband could be the strength of your life. Who is your love? Your wife could be the strength of your life. Who is your love? Your child could be the strength of your life. Your mother could be the strength of your life. Even your mentor can be the strength of your life. So the song transcends. It touches everybody. Not necessarily about, boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife. Whoever is the strength of your life, that is your love.
You know, I'm looking at you talking like this, and with all of this that you do now, in Finland, do you still have time to sing?
Yes. You know what? A lot of people don't even know I sing.
They don't know you sing in
but
Finland?
I remember.
Finland, if you're listening to the African Beat right now, then you are missing something. This African woman can sing. So when she comes to Finland next, when she goes there, please just listen to her. Give her a microphone, and then you will send me a message and
now
tell
you let
me the
cat out of the bag.
And all the songs on the show that I'm playing right now during this interview are all Josephine Atanga's songs. And so let's enjoy this song right now. My love, you are the strength of my life.
When myself one.
My love, you are the strength of my life. Josephine Atanga. She is such a wonderful person and my guest today on the African Beat. Normally, I ask people this. I know you've been working so hard. Even when you were here in the United States, you try to bring young girls together,
right,
to equip them, teach them the culture,
right,
teach them a way of life,
right,
that they can grow up with, and they will be respected in the community. Now you are growing bigger and bigger. Now it's not just that one small community anymore.
Mm.
You represent women of Africa. You represent Africa out there.
Yes.
And the world is looking to somebody like you.
Mm.
Women in Finland, African women, non-African women, they're all looking up to you as a role model.
Right, right.
How heavy is that kind of load to carry?
Well, I would say it is not heavy for me because I'm just living it. I don't struggle. It's just who I am. I love to empower others. I love to encourage others. So to me, it's not a struggle. You know, it's something that I'm passionate about. I'm not saying that there are no difficulties, but when you are passionate about something and you really love what you're doing, you know, those difficulties don't really like kind of like shut you down. They just empower you and, you know, empower you to move to the next level. Yes, there are challenges. Are there not challenges? So many challenges. But I have learned that challenges only come to equip you, to take you to the next level. It's just like a test. If you want to go to the next class, you have to take a test, and you have to pass the test to go to the next level. So those challenges are just coming because it is for me to move to the next level. And I try by all means, with the help of God, that I say, God, give me your strength, give me your grace, so I'll be able to go through these challenges so you can take me to the next level. Am I saying that? Yes, I've seen it all. But I thank God for the grace.
Wow, that sounds so good. And, you know, my final question to you is, the young girls that are getting to know you now, that are looking up to you, even the women, you know, that are looking up to you. Well, I'm very specific about the young girls of today. You know, the world is becoming a place where too many advantages, too many girls are getting into trouble.
Right.
Too many girls are being abused. What would you say to them if they walk up to you and say, ma'am, you are someone that I'm looking up to? What advice would you give to them? Most of them are dropping out of school. Most of them are getting pregnant when they are not supposed to become mothers yet. So what would you say to them?
I want to be honest with you because I am a Christian woman. And what I would say is that my strength comes from the Word of God. The Bible, that is where my guide is, like my guiding torch, my guiding light, and prayer. And then also, I would just encourage them. I know there are Muslim women, there are Muslim girls, yeah, you know, ones that even don't even believe in God. But what I would tell them is that, first of all, love yourself. When you love yourself, then what is going to happen? You will value yourself. And when you value yourself, you will appreciate yourself. And when you appreciate yourself, then you are able to do things that would benefit you. Most of the time, we see so many young girls with low self-esteem. Come on, you're very unique. You're special. You can never be like me. If everybody is like me, what a boring world. So what you need to do is take pride in who you are, because you were created for an incredible purpose. You are special. You are unique. No two people can ever be like you. So when you know that, who you are, then you will never let anybody abuse you. Come on, you are a woman designed for success. Have that in mind. And you know what? Nobody will put you down, no matter who is saying what to you. You have been empowered to succeed. You know, that's why we encourage you to be part of Women Designed for Success. You can start your own Women Designed for Success little groups. And through that empowerment, through that collaboration, you are able to face challenges that come.
So if they want to contact Woodess,
we do have a website. It's www.woodess.com, woodess.com. We also have a website for our magazine. It's www.woodessmagazine.com. And we also have the one for the Golden Women Awards, which is www.goldenwomenawards.com.
And this awards takes place every year now?
Yes, it is an annual award, and we're going to be rotating. We will be moving to Africa. But this year, we're going to stay in Finland. Probably next year, we might go to UK or to Africa, or why not United States? So it's an international award. So we'll be moving from country to country.
Wow. One more time, let me just say a big thank you for stopping by today and being part of the African Beat. You've always been part of the African Beat.
This is my home.
Even though Finland, people in Finland don't know you're a singer, but I do know, and that is why I'm playing your songs on this show. I want to say that this is such a big venture, Woodes empowering one woman at a time, so you can be part of it. Go to the website, www.woodes.com, and you can send them a message or whatever you want to do. They'll be there to assist you. One more time, thank you so much. And I want to thank all our listeners to the African Beat today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep listening. But remember to write to us, africanbeat@voanews.com. Send us a message and we'll be reading it on the show. You can also write to us via our Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beat Facebook page. Go there and send us a message. And don't forget to also send your mailing address, your home address, so that we can send your VOA African Beat calendar and a CD compilation. Well, we'll be leaving you now, but Woodes will not leave without this song called Woman.
And before we do that, I want to give a mighty shout out to all the board members there in Finland, to everybody who has been part of Woodes. I want to say thank you. I don't want to call names to everybody that has been part of what I'm doing. I want to say a mighty thank you to all the beautiful ladies, not just in Finland, in UK, in Sweden, in Africa, here also in the US. I want to say thank you very much for all your support. I want to say thank you to J-Home Driving School for also supporting Woodes, and to Moni Haley and to Kaiser and my best friend Oge and all the beautiful ladies out there.
You said you were not going to call names.
I think she's just
got
so
you on
she's
that.
She's just so much. Okay.
All right. And now we'll just ask Josephine to just give us these words from Woodes, the Woodes woman. How smart is the Woodes woman?
Who is the Woodes woman? The Woodes woman is smart, confident, a conqueror, tolerant, sensitive, and respectful of others, irrespective of their religion, background, race, color, or age. It is not a race, color, religion that sets her different and unique, but her inner strength. Her inner strength gives her the drive to become successful and attain her highest potential. The Woodes woman is just an ordinary woman that has distinguished herself by doing extraordinary exploits. Nothing can stop her. It is only her that can stop her from reaching for the star. Yes, she is the woman designed for success. She's a woman with a golden head. When others see impossibilities, guess what? She sees possibilities. She is a positive setter. She's not limited by her circumstances and background. Who she is and where she has come from is her pride and does not define her. She sees stones thrown at her as building blocks. She refuses to be who others have labeled her. She has a seed of greatness in her, and she listens to that voice that tells her the seed in her must be nurtured to greatness. Yes, the Woodes woman thinks positively and speaks positively. She knows her words are power, and the words that come out of her mouth are words of life. Her works speak for her and praise her. The Woodes woman's worth is far above rubies and diamonds. She's a woman with a shoulder for others to lean on. She's a wing beneath the wing of her fellow sister. She knows her worth, and she will settle for nothing. The Woodes woman is a woman with a random act of kindness. She understands who she is and tolerates what she is not, is sensitive of her surroundings, and is aware of her strength and weaknesses.
That is the voice of Josephine Tanga. And with that, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long, and let's continue enjoying the song Woman.
I'm This is the Lady D.